From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More White House criticism of Russia's airstrikes in Syria. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Russian interference would prolong the sectarian conflict inside of Syria and accused Russia of conducting indiscriminate military operations against Syrian opposition groups, some of them allied to the United States. The U.S. and Russian militaries held a teleconference Thursday on ways it can avoid firing on each other as both are waging air campaigns in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman described the hour-long conversation Thursday as cordial. Russia began the bombing raids against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria on Wednesday, saying it wants to support the country's pro-Russian president, Bashar al-Assad. An angry President Barack Obama demanded the American people push Congress to pass common-sense gun laws after a gunman murdered at least 10 people and wounded 7 at an Oregon college Thursday. Appearing grim on television hours after the shootings, the president said Americans have become numb to what's become routine in the U.S., a mass shooting followed by his White House statements and the response by those who oppose more gun control. Details surrounding the shooting at Umpqua Community College in the northwest U.S. city of Roseburg, Oregon, are still unclear, but the gunman is identified as someone in his 20s who was killed exchanging gunfire with police. Authorities believe the gunman was familiar with the college and some of its buildings. And the general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso surrender to the country's transitional government, General Gilbert Diendéré, turned himself in Thursday after negotiations in Ouagadougou, the capital. This is VOA News. A Palestinian gunman shot dead an Israeli couple traveling in a car with their four young children in the occupied West Bank. Israel's military, calling the violence ruthless, heinous, and barbaric, said forces were scouring the area near the Palestinian village of Beit Furik. The military says the four children, aged between 4 months and 9 years old, were slightly wounded. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu issued a strong condemnation of the deal between Iran and major world powers aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear program. In a speech before the UN General Assembly Thursday in New York, Mr. Netanyahu acknowledged that the deal places several constraints on Iran's nuclear program. But the catch, he said, is that the most important of those constraints will be lifted in 10 to 15 years, no matter how Iran behaves.
I know that some well-intentioned people sincerely believe that this deal is the best way to block Iran's path to the bomb. But one of history's most important yet least learned lessons is this: the best intentions don't prevent the worst outcomes.
Israel repeatedly is warning it's prepared to use military force to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear arms. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing 11 people. The crash occurred shortly after midnight local time Friday. The cause of the accident is under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan say 6 U.S. service members who comprised the plane's crew died, along with 5 civilian passengers. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani says his forces have retaken the northern city of Kunduz from the Taliban. Ayaz Gul has details.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani told a nationally televised news conference late Thursday an overnight counteroffensive by Afghan forces drove the Taliban out of Kunduz, and efforts are underway to restore complete normalcy to the northern city. Ghani said residents of Kunduz and the people of Afghanistan began their day with the good news their security forces had successfully accomplished the mission and recaptured the city. The president said, fortunately, security forces did not suffer any fatalities but inflicted heavy casualties on the enemy during clearing operations. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says 700,000 asylum seekers will reach Europe via the Mediterranean this year and is projecting that approximately the same number will arrive in 2016. It's also appealed for $128 million in donations. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.